How in 2023 are we still giving peanuts on planes? Welcome back to another episode of C-List News. I'm your host, Constantine. For those of you that celebrated Thanksgiving this past week, I hope you all had a nice time with your family, friends. You got to detach from the daily grind and spend it with people that you enjoy and love. For myself, I changed the diaper for the first time for my six-month-old niece. Got to put her to bed, too, all by myself. And I loved every second of it. Changing diapers, though, I'm not very good at. But I didn't put it on backwards, got it on the right way, and we really bonded over that. She could tell that I was a first-timer. She just let it happen, and I appreciate her, and I love her very much. Anyways, I got to take a stance, guys, and this one, it's sad that it's even come to this. Can we stop attributing everything that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce do to each other? So, for example, I'm coming back to New York City after the Thanksgiving break, minding my own business, scrolling on social media, which, honestly, probably not the best thing to do with my time, but I'm just scrolling. I see that Taylor Swift bought a $40 million new jet. Okay, I didn't do any fact-checking on this, but I read part of the article, okay? But the title of the article itself is what actually drove me to talk about it. Taylor Swift bought the $40 million jet so that she could see boyfriend Travis Kelce. That is not why Taylor Swift invested $40 million into a jet. Maybe it's a part of it. Maybe she's going to go to some away games. Maybe she's going to go to Arrowhead. Maybe she's going to go to her concerts with it. Travis Kelce was not the reason that she invested $40 million. On the flip side, Travis Kelce apparently bought this new like $6 million house in Kansas City. It wasn't just for the privacy of Taylor Swift. Maybe it's a part of that. But come on, I need that to stop. I also don't really care about their relationship very much. So that also plays into my opinions here. But like, I'm happy for them, and they should be happy for themselves, but the media has to stop attributing everything that they do in connection with each other. It's just bizarre, honestly. While I was away in Philadelphia, though, I was able to go to the Eagles game on Sunday. It was rainy. It was cold. I was under an awning during the game. I was not getting rained on, but by the time I got home, I was soaking wet. But man, my Eagles just find a way to win 37-34 in overtime. I would say that we did not play a great first half actually at all, but when we needed to play well, we got the job done. Jake Elliott with a 59-yard field goal. Jalen Hurts then comes in overtime and runs it in for a touchdown. He just has something in him. He finds a way to win. I would love to see some emotion out of him, like just some smile, but he's not breaking the smile, and I think he's ready to take it until he wins a Super Bowl. He's just not going to show a lot of emotion. I just think that's who he is. I don't think he's ever really showed emotion, but I can tell you that this team really appreciates what he's done for the city, what he's done for the team. And it was just an awesome game to go to. So that is how I ended the Thanksgiving break. And then came back to New York, and now it's back to the grind. So anyways, thank you all again for listening to C-List News. Let's get into the news. For better or worse, I fly a decent amount. But what I'm about to share with you that United Airlines is installing on their new Airbus planes is something that I've never seen before. Apparently, JetBlue has had this since 2014. And although I don't fly JetBlue a lot, I have flown them, and pretty recently, so definitely more recent than 2014. I have never seen this, though. United Airlines is bringing a self-serve pantry, I'll call it, to the airplane. So if you're sitting in economy, the flight attendants come through, they give you your snacks, they give you your water, and then life goes on. All right, you're not seeing no snack or water until the very end of the flight, or if it's a short flight, you're never seeing the snack and water again. And many people don't just get water. I'm just the lame one that's always like, could I get water? Or I don't get anything. But now you can self-serve yourself. So after the flight attendants come through, there is now going to be a self-serve kiosk, is what they're calling it, where you can go get the snacks and drinks of your choice after the initial pass-through. My thoughts here, and I do have a few, but I just, one, think this is a huge upgrade. I don't know why we haven't thought about this before. The fact that the flight attendants can come through one time, but then it's all up to the flight attendants again if you ever see snacks again. But this way, you can just help yourself. Why haven't we thought about this? This goes such a long way in the customer service realm. It just makes life a little easier. Now, the cons to it, obviously, if you're sitting in an aisle, in which I always am sitting in an aisle, you know, all right, sure, if you're sitting at the kiosk, it could be annoying and a lot of people are going to be getting up. But this is a positive, if you want my honest opinion. My biggest gripe about what I'm sharing right now is the snacks that planes have. And there is one question that I have thought about for a very long time, and I really need somebody somewhere to answer this. So when United rolls this out, they will then have, you know, the kiosks filled with everything that they're already giving, which includes nuts, okay? And I don't have an allergic reaction to food, or any allergies to food is what I really should say. So I don't know what this feels like, but all I know is that in elementary school, there was the peanut table. Okay, so anybody that was allergic to peanuts could go sit over there because it was far away from everybody else. I'm sure that doesn't go very far these days. People are very sensitive. But this is my question. How in 2023 are we still giving peanuts on planes? Aren't people allergic? And then if they're not eating the peanuts, don't people have airborne allergies to peanuts? Whether it's tree nuts, peanuts, a mix of nuts, I'm saying nuts a lot, but you get the point. I'm trying to figure out at what point do we stop giving out nuts on planes? And one more thing, because I was just flying home on American Airlines, so different than United, they gave me warm nuts. That was actually a very, very nice gesture. Anyways, long story short, I think we should all be very happy to see this change coming to the airlines. And quite frankly, I'm still rather confused why we never thought about this before. And so I hope if you guys are on a new United flight with their new Airbus planes, that you guys have a self kiosk for your snacks. All right, story number two. This should have everyone feeling a bit better about those stubborn Android users. We do love them, but we just don't understand their choices in life. So two Thursdays ago, Apple announced plans to adopt a messaging standard that will finally bring iMessage features to Android users. What are these features? Read receipts, typing indicators, better support for group chats. This is huge. I'm in two fantasy group chats, one for fantasy basketball, one for fantasy football. I got GroupMe for one, Telegram for the other, because we have Android users. It's so hard to have a group chat when not everyone is on the iPhone. And honestly, I can't speak for what it is to have a lot of Android users and like one iPhone user. I just know that everything goes green and it just doesn't work as well as if everybody was on iPhone. And higher quality media sharing of images and videos across platforms. This one's huge because when you get a video or picture from an Android user, it literally looks like it was sent from 1860. It's so pixelated, it's terrible. But when you are with an Android user, they hype up those cameras, hype them up. And we, as iPhone users, cannot see the quality at all when they send it to us. So that one I'm really happy for, and group chats I'm really happy for. If you have red receipts on, I think you're a little bit of a psychopath anyways. And the typing indicators, that is kind of nice. I mean, I don't really stalk my phone after I send a message. Like, if you're going to respond, you're going to respond, and I'll see it eventually. But the other ones are pretty important, okay? Now, for some C-Search, RCS stands for Rich Communication Services. It is considered the replacement of alternatives such as SMS or short messaging service and can work over Wi-Fi and mobile data. So the change, this is a part of C-Search too, by the way, the change actually follows pressures from both regulators and competitors to more seamlessly work across operating systems. This push actually came from the European Union's Digital Markets Act, which makes their key services interoperable between platforms. So it requires companies to make their key services interoperable between platforms. That is the hardest word I'll say all day. Earlier this year, it launched an investigation into whether it considers iMessage a core product, and obviously it does. But now the big question for all of you and for me is, are the green bubbles going away? And unfortunately, they are not going away. So although you will be in group chats with Android users, and the way the messages are working will be a lot more seamless, you will still have the green bubbles. And I'm sorry to hear that. Now, Tim Cook was asked this before, if he believed that this was something that was important, and he really just doesn't feel that way. He thinks we should just buy an iPhone. And you know what? I have to agree with Tim Cook on this one, but I'm happy that Apple has finally agreed to bring better servicing with Android users to the iPhone. I think it makes things a lot easier. And honestly, if we just got rid of the green bubbles, there wouldn't be this huge, like, weird thing with Android and iPhone. But the blue bubbles are here to stay because Apple sees that as a sign of, hey, you have an iPhone. And I agree. And I do think that these changes are very welcomed, but I have to say one thing. The damage is done. When I see the green bubble, it's an automatic, like, all right, how do we move past this? Actually, I immediately think that something's wrong. Like, I typed in the number wrong, because who has an Android? I actually would love to know that. What is the split between Android and iPhone? But anyways, that is story number two. Let me know what you think. I'll leave a little survey on the podcast, but I think I'm definitely game for this change. I think the damage is done, though. All right, closing news. A jet that flies from New York to London in 90 minutes is set to make its first flight. All right, so NASA is developing a quieter supersonic jet, the X-59, aiming to fly faster than the Concorde while reducing sonic booms to a sonic thump. I'm all for this. We need to make plane travel quicker. Honestly, if you make plane travel that quick, you don't even need snacks on the plane. Save a little. I'm just kidding. I'm sure you're burning fuel. There is no savings. But I would love this. I would love for air travel to be quick. I don't need 90 minutes, but if you could even do New York to London in 3 hours, that would be incredible. So let's see what NASA can come up with. If anybody's going to come up with something, it's going to be them. So let's keep our eyes on this one. I'll keep you updated and see what happens. Can we get to New York to London in an hour and a half? That would be awesome. All right, story number two. This is my favorite Pixar movie, Toy Story. It is 28 years old. Toy Story was actually the first fully computer animated film, and it was a huge commercial success, grossing over $373 million worldwide. As we know today, the film's success would lay the foundation for three sequels and Toy Story 5 on the way as well. I actually didn't even know that. Did you know Toy Story 5 was coming? Because I did not. I love Toy Story. I think Toy Story 1 and 2 are probably my favorite. 3 has Lotso the bear, I'm pretty sure, and Lotso is just mean, honestly. It's like kind of scary. But 1 and 2 are more my speed. I didn't like Lotso. I think he was a very mean bear. All right, in story number 3, a flight that left from John F. Kennedy International Airport for Belgium had to turn around after a horse was reported loose in the cargo hold. All right, so first of all, this story was crazy. They had to dump fuel and return back to New York. And I actually looked this up because I'm so factual. Sea Search is always on the lookout. I was trying to figure out, when you drop fuel from a plane, is that just hitting the humans on the ground or wherever you're dropping it? And the truth is, it usually dissipates in the air. But if you are low enough to the ground, that fuel is hitting the ground or whatever is below it. So they dumped 20 tons of fuel because the plane was too heavy. And now that the horse is loose, all I can think about is that horse coming in for a landing. Like, think about how you feel, the force coming into a landing, and you weigh whatever you weigh, right? A horse, dude, that thing is moving. I don't know how they have those stables set up in a plane, but that horse is coming right through. I can only imagine the trauma that that horse went through on the landing. They did ask for a vet to be on the ground, so I don't know how that went, because I'm sure that vets don't just sit at airports. But that is my last closing news story. It's just a wild one. And anyways, the plane was able to take off again with the horse and get the horse safely to Belgium. But just a crazy one. Anyways, guys, I appreciate you all listening to C-List News. I'm very excited to be back. Can't wait to have guests on. I hope you all have a great rest of the week, and please go rate and follow the show if you haven't done so. We are back, and we're looking forward to bringing you more news and more episodes. So looking forward to that. Have a great rest of the day. We will talk to you next week.